encourage us along the pathway. So we just ask the Lord's Prayer. Our God and Father, we thank thee for your goodness and mercies. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus, whom thou hast sent into this world to secure for us salvation. And what a great salvation, our God, you have given us. Great salvation, great hope. And we ask, our God, our Father, that you might encourage our hearts even today as we listen to your word. Pray, Lord, that you will just help thy servant as he would speak thy word, that it might be that which is to encourage our hearts and to strengthen us as we go along the pathway. We give thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I'd like to turn to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 6. I think the last time we were, and I give a little word, I spoke on Jeremiah, if it was. But I'm not going to be like the brother who speak the same chapter over and over. But today we trust that what is before me, what the Lord has given, is that which is encouraged our hearts. The children of Israel were disobedient children, and as always, I am always occupied with the children of Israel. They are so much like you and I. Or we are just like them. And God would use them right through Scripture, whether to challenge us, to encourage us, to remind us of who God is and all the different things he uses the children of Israel. From Genesis to Revelation, we can find something about the children of Israel and that which is to encourage our hearts, to challenge us, to show us the goodness of God, the greatness of God, and the love of God, the mercies of God. In chapter 6 of Jeremiah and verse 16, you know, Jeremiah was called by God to do a work. He was called to go to the children of Israel and to remind them, to encourage them, to return to him because they had gone astray. And sometimes, you know, it's not only the unsaved that is away from God, because the thought of the children of Israel, they were his people. He had chosen them long time. And in Deuteronomy, at one time he said to them, I did not choose you because you were more in number, but it's because I love you. And the thought for us there is that God has chosen us. But we find the very same thing, that God chose the children of Israel, but they were disobedient. And there was a time when they were gone from him. Many other times, we as the children of God, our occupation, when we should be occupied with him, our thoughts, our mind, our desire, they are gone far from him. And it's like we are walking far, like Peter, walking far from the Lord Jesus. He's calling us. He's calling. He gets Jeremiah to tell the children of Israel to return. And that is his desire for every one of us. Return to that place where we first met him. The place where we first come to know the Lord Jesus and to know that our salvation is secure. He wants us to be back at that very place. Well, you know, he was saying to the children of Israel, Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. He tells Jeremiah, and Jeremiah said to them, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways. Stand in the ways. There are many places in Scripture where we could find that word stand. And it It's a verse where to encourage you, stand firm. Be faithful to him. That's what he wants for us. That's what he wants us to do, to be faithful to him. And he's saying to the children of Israel, Jeremiah told them, stand firm in the ways. What ways? It's in God's ways. We have been just singing of the reading of the word of God. If we get occupied with it, that is his ways. These are the things that we learn, and these are his word is that which is to keep us and encourage us and show us the path. He says, stand in the ways and see. There are many ways out there. Many ways where we find today, and the word of God tells us, and I don't remember exactly where we find it now, but it said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end are the ways of death. So not every way we need to stand in, but he says stand in the way. Which way? The Lord's way, God's ways. He wants us to stand in his way, to be strong, to be firm, to be dedicated to his things. And he says, when you stand, he says, see. It's like, look. Look and see. Look and see. And so he says, and then he goes on, and he says, and ask. And ask. You know, there's a verse which says, In Matthew, it tells us to ask, and he shall receive. Ask, and it shall be given. And so on. The Lord wants us to ask. We need his help along the pathway of life. Without him, we can do nothing. In our own mind, sometimes, we believe that we are doing something, and when we realize we are not really doing nothing. The Lord says, ask. You know what he says to ask for? Ask the old path. You know, today there's a lot of path, a lot of ways, and the old ways of then is neglected, it's rejected in many ways. You know, in our days today, we have a lot of denomination, lot of gathering all over the place, and they tell us all kind of things, and some of them are far away from the word of God. It's just man saying, man doing. This sounds good. This feels good. And there was a bumper sticker that says, if it feels good, do it. And if it sounds good, then listen. You know, then these are the things. But the Lord is encouraging the children of Israel, and he tells Jeremiah, tell them to stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path. The old path is what God has given. And he wants us even today to look and to see and to stand and to ask for the old path. May the Lord encourage our hearts that as we go on daily, that we might seek to stand in the old path, in the ways of God, not in what man's saying and doing. Man have rejected a lot of things today from the word of God. A lot of things I tell you, oh, well, you know, this was for the old days. This was for those people over there. This is for those people over there. But you see, you and I today, we don't need this. The Lord is saying, you stand in the old path. The old path is what is from God himself. And he wants us to stand in that. Stand in the old path. Where is the good way? That's the path. That's a good way. He said, and walk in it. What is walking in it? We have in our Bible study not long ago, we the thought came up. We have been studying in Corinthians, and earlier on in Corinthians, the thought came up where it speaks of walking. And we go to Ephesians and different portions in Scripture where it is encouraging us to walk for Him, walk with Him, walk by Him, walk in front of Him. It's our walk is what we do for Him, is how we behave, is what we is how we hold on to His word. His word is a lamp, it's a guide. We have been just singing. He says, walk in the old path. Today we have, again, you know, it's sort of like a repetition, but just to tell us that there's a whole lot of ways that man is showing. And they are telling you, look, you don't have to be in the old path. These are the new days. As a matter of fact, you know, not, it wasn't too long ago we usually practice on in Fort Lauderdale there, and we've been singing from the blue book, the choice hymns, and one brother tells us, he says, man, you guys need to get out of that book and get some of the modern songs. Some of the modern songs have one word. It doesn't have a message, in my opinion. One word, and they go one word over and over for 10, 15 minutes. When you look in the blue books and see some of those hymns there coming from men who have been touched by God Himself, and they could write these things. We have some people, the other day I was looking in the back of your hymn book, and you know some of the songs have been written from in the 1700s, and we are singing them today, and they are like tomorrow music. And these are songs that men has, you know, they sit down and they write them. God must have been just speaking with them. And they come and say, fit so graciously with the word of God in so many ways to encourage us. And some of the songs today you hear, I don't know what they're saying. But the brother tell us, he said, man, you need to get with those. We need to stand in the old path. It says, stand in the ways and see and ask the old path, where is the way? And walk in it, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. It's a sad story. It's a sad thing to know that there are those today who have the privilege of walking, of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And many have passed on and gone to a Christless eternity. But there is a sad thing for even believers. There are believers who once were walking with the Lord and they turned, we say they turned back. But they have the privilege of walking with the Lord. And they said, we will not walk in that path. They choose their own path and they go their own way. Well, you know, we are encouraged, because if we are not careful, Satan have all kind of good things out there to show us. Just like how he shows Eve those beautiful the fruit there, and Eve saw it, he said, this is good for the eyes. This is pleasant to the eye. It was good for food, and one, it was something to make one joyful, and so on. That's what Satan shows. And it caused us many times to take our eyes off the Lord, off the path that He have chosen for us. So the encouraging thing for us today is to follow the Lord. He says, stand firm. Stand firm. It's a determination to follow the Lord. Because if we don't, Satan will find something. My mother always tell me, say, no boy, Satan find work for idle hands to do. when she would tell us to do something and we don't do it. Sometimes we have the time to sit down and read the Word of God, and we find places to go, things to do. She says, Satan will find things for you to do. Satan is always looking there for something for the believer, or some way to discourage us. The Lord says, stand firm. Stand in the ways. Ask the Lord. We need His help to go on the old path. We need His help to follow. He says, you shall find rest, you know, if we follow. May the Lord encourage our hearts. In chapter 7, there's another verse there where he would tell Jeremiah now, himself, God, tell Jeremiah, chapter 7. I will read from verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand in the gates of the Lord's house. Stand in the gates of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord. As believers, we are encouraged to stand in the gates of the Lord's house. It wasn't too long ago we were talking when Brother Eddie was to receive in fellowship. We thought there we were telling him that, you know, we have to ask him questions and so on, because we are gatekeepers, we are doorkeepers. And in spite that God wants everyone to come in, He knows that there are those who will come in who are not good shepherd to keep the sheep. There are those who will come in like wolves in sheep clothing. You have to be doorkeepers. He tells Jeremiah, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. We have a responsibility to stand in the gate, to make sure that when things, if we don't have new things coming in, because that's what we have, you know. We find that many times people come. I remember one day one gentleman came in and he was asking about the you know, our settings and so on. They walked out. They reject that. Want new things. The Lord tells Jeremiah, stand in the gate, in the door, and make sure that what comes in is what the Lord wants. You know something? I was reading of Abraham, and I think we read it many times. Abraham was sitting in his door tent, the door, and he saw three men coming. And he saw them and he run. And he greet them and he says, Lord. You know, he did not say, Lords. He said, Lord. L, capital L-O-R-D. He saw them as the Lord. Three of them. The thought here for me was, when you think of Abraham, Abraham was called by God. He left where he was and he came. Lot followed him. God is not going to reject Lot because he followed Abraham. He didn't, the word didn't say he called Lot, but Lot followed him. It's a blessing. Lot went on with Abraham. Abraham was going on and doing that which is to please God. But it came a time when Abraham failed and he went down into Egypt. Lot went with him. Another thought there is that we have to be careful how we behave other, so that we don't have others to follow us. As a matter of fact, Thursday night we were in our Bible study. A thought like that came up, where we have to be careful so that as we go on, we don't cause others to stumble, others to fall. We have to be careful. Each one of us have a responsibility. Well, you know, we're not perfect, but we can say, well then, I am going to do this because you know what, I'm not perfect. That's not the thought there. But when we, if we find ourselves fall, the Lord wants us to call on him. Confess our sins and go on. Well, you know, Abraham went down to Egypt. Lot went with him. God took Abraham out of Egypt. Lot came back up with him. It came a time when they had a problem, and we find that Abraham said to Lot, look, we have to part ways. Lot, if you want to go to the left, I will go to... This is the left. Okay. That's the left. So he said, Lot, you go left and I'll go right. And Lot, if you want to go right, I will go left. Whichever direction you go, I'm going the opposite. But he did not give up on him at the same time. He didn't give up on him. And Lot went to Sodom. He looked. Lot was looking at things we have to see here. We were looking at that thought there. But Lot went, he saw out in Sodom, he went there. You know, Lot was sitting in a gate. He sat in the gate in Sodom. And the very same man who Abraham saw came to him, and he ran and he says to them, Lord. And he welcomed them and he tell them to sit, and he gave them water to wash their feet and so on. He gave them food and so on. These are the same men. When they were leaving, God says, you know, he was sending them down to Sodom. And God said, you know what I need to tell Abraham about this? He's my servant. Let me tell him about it. And he told him. And we know the story how Abraham questioned God and asked him, if you find 50, and he go right down to 10, and they didn't find 10. And the men went down to Sodom. And they thought here, Abraham greet them as the Lord. What Lot greet them as? Men. He greet them as men. My lords, he says. Common L-O-R-D-S. He saw these men who Abraham saw as God, men, as God himself. But Lot did not see that. Why? Lot was in a position where he was not able to see the things of the Lord in a right way. We can get into that position too, if we are not careful. If we are looking out on the green pastures, if we are looking out on where we can find all kind of enjoyment. Lot was sitting in the gates enjoying the powerful, no man come in here without me. But the Lord told Jeremiah, he didn't tell him to go stand in the gate of the world. He said, stand in the house. Stand in the gates of the Lord's house. Quite a difference from standing in the gateway of the world. So we are called upon to, we are encouraged to stand up for the Lord. So he told Jeremiah, stand in the house and proclaim this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. So he was telling his people. He wasn't those outsiders that he was telling. He was telling his people. We are the one who are encouraged to listen to the word of God. Thus saith the Lord, verse 3, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doing, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Amend your ways. There are things sometimes that is causing us not to enjoy the joy of salvation. The Lord wants us to enjoy His things, to listen to Him. And He's saying to them, He said to Jeremiah, you tell them this thing. Tell them, thus said the Lord of hosts, God of Israel. Tell them to amend their ways and their doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. And then he said, trust not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. You know, sometimes we hear, it's like those who are preaching on there, teaching on there, saying things, and at the same time, it's just like wasted words. It's just like words. They're just saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. I was listening to something not too long ago, and when I was down in Jamaica, there was those who were telling us about, you know, they invite some of these evangelist people on radio and TV to come to Jamaica and preach, and my brother-in-law was one of them. He says they invited one gentleman to come, and when he came, he said he brought a whole group of guys, and they take over the whole thing, and they say they want so much money. When they send around the thing, you know, they don't get as much money. They send it back around, and they collect a whole lot of money, and nobody knows how much they collected, because it's just those who came down, those are the ones who collect. They go one side and they count, and they slip out through the back door, and they were gone. He said, we didn't see them. Well, there's another gentleman that we see him many times on TV, and he was invited to come down there to give a word. He said, I want $250,000 to come. I want $250,000 or else I can't come. And they couldn't find it. They couldn't find $250 to pay him, so he didn't go. Last week, week before the last, we saw something, and I don't know if it was, I saw it on Ann Form, where he says, you know, Christian must begin to accept homosexual in their church. And this is a man who been preaching the word of God, you know, and he's telling you great things. He's showing you how great God is, but now he's telling you. He said, you must accept homosexual in your church. I'm just saying that, you know, it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord. That's what the word says anyway. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter. The Lord was telling Jeremiah, he said, speak. You keep the gate and speak to the people. Tell them what it is and tell them how to walk, to amend their ways and so on. And not to trust in those people who are saying, the house of the Lord, the house, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. It's like they're telling you something what you want to hear. So don't trust in that. Trust in the word. The thought in chapter 6 here before, he wants us to stand in the old path. Brethren, we are in the last days, and we know that, and we are encouraged not to listen to the new things, but trust in the old path. And we just trust that the Lord will use these few words. I'm always kind of nervous, you know, you have thoughts and you can't get them out quite right, but I think you can pick between the, you ever eat a lot of bones with fish with a lot of bones? somebody say you can pick out all the little pieces and leave the bones. So I trust that you will pick something out, leave the little bones, but be encouraged. Let us all be encouraged to stand up for the Lord and stand in the right path. And for those of us who are believers, we are all believers that believe in here, let us stand like God said to Jeremiah, stand in the gate of the Lord. You have a responsibility not to let in just anything, not those who come in and say, telling you the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord, make you think that they are really so. But may it be that we are encouraged to do his things for his name's sake.
Amen.